Poster number 7, Waddenzee Fishery in the 1600s. By the end of the 1500s, there was an extensive fishery in the Waddenzee in the area between the towns of Ribe and Turno, especially for flounder and rays. The fishing boats were small flat-bottomed boats with a crew of 6 to 7 men. During the fishing season, the crews lived in small camps along the Waddenzee. The catches were for the most part sent to Ribe. A sand tax was paid, 1,000 place for the largest camp at Ho Bay, 750 on the island of Fanø. In both locations, there were ship owners and captains from Rømer. From 1602, camps were established on Rømer, named Hafen or Rømer. In 1613, Camp Hillemat was established. Both were situated near what today is the harbor of Havnebu. The sand tax at these camps were 500 place. In the beginning, 18 captains are named, all from the Danish southern part of the island, south of Kongsmark. By 1620, there were 25 fishing boats, but from 1625, their number fell until this form of fishing ceased in the 1630s. The local sheriff was allowed to use a special net to fish for rays, a privilege he paid for with 20 rays. Each of the wealthier farmers on the northern half of the island probably owned their own ship, as they paid 500 place and 20 rays in taxes. The church also received 500 place per boat. Judging from a complaint written by the local priest after the fishery ended, there were 32 such boats. As many as 200 people were employed during the fishing season. Being between the sowing and the harvesting of hay, the fishing season fit well in the agricultural time frame. The majority of the fish were landed in Hamburg. At its height, in 1624, 22 ships from Rømer frequented Hamburg, landing 1.1 million place. Ships from Ribe likewise landed their catch in Hamburg, approximately 600,000 place from 9 ships. We can't say for sure why this fishery ended so abruptly. On Rømer, only a little coastal fishing for own consumption remained. Perhaps it was because of the 30-year war, or perhaps because of overfishing. Possibly other commercial opportunities were more profitable for the island's inhabitants, especially commercial shipping in the 1630s. Oyster fishery in the winter fit well with both shipping and farming.